Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 30th, 1834, an act was passed by the House of Assembly in Barbados for the better regulating of the pews, sittings, and seats in the several parish churches, chapels, and other places of divine worship within this island. The Act empowered the vestry and the church warden in each parish, in conjunction with the rector, to make such rules and regulations as they saw fit with respect to the seating arrangements in the parish church, subject to formal approval by the bishop. This included the allocation of pews and seats to named parishioners for their use, in return for the payment of what was described as a modest rent. A committee was established for the purpose of renting out the pews in each parish church. The money so raised was to be used for the upkeep of the church. The same provisions were applied to chapels and other places of worship. The normal practice was for parishioners to rent a pew or seat on an annual basis. Higher rentals applied for pews at the front of the church. An act of the same name passed a few weeks earlier had directed that those persons who had occupied or who had been in possession of specific pews or seats in the parish churches for some time past would be allowed to keep them, so long as they continued to pay the rent. The earlier act also directed that if any person or persons shall intrude himself, herself, or themselves into any pew, sitting, or seat which shall be so rented out or allotted to any other person or persons, and shall refuse to quit the same, they shall be subject to a fine of between £5 and £15 to be imposed by the local justice of the peace, depending on the gravity of the offence. It was not unusual for pews rented by a prominent family to carry a nameplate indicating their exclusive right to use it, in the same manner that prominent planter families in the island had crypts bearing the family name in the churchyards of the parish churches, such as can still be seen at St John's Parish Church today. Thus it was in those days that the established church favoured the wealthy in life as well as in death. Though it is unimaginable in Barbados today, the practice of renting pews was common in the Catholic and Anglican churches for centuries. It had been regulated for the first time in Anglican churches in England under the Church Building Act of 1818. One interesting stipulation of that act was that 20% of the seats had to be designated as free seats, usually those at the back of the church, for the poor of the parish to use. In Barbados, the passage of this act for the rental of pews on this day in April 1834, just a few months before the Act of Emancipation of the Slaves, is a reminder that seating in Anglican churches in Barbados was segregated by race as well as by class. Evidently, the white elite in the island was intent on ensuring that even after emancipation, black people would not be able to sit at the front of the church. While it is not clear when the practice of renting pews died out in Barbados, it was still common in some Anglican and Catholic churches in England and elsewhere until the 1950s.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.